Hello.
Good evening. My name is Tony, calling from Oregon Opinion Surveys. Okay, and I'm not saying anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can I speak with Mark Willis, Lewis?
Yep.
Okay. All right, sir, and just for qualification purpose, does anyone in the household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Nope.
Okay. All right, sir, and are you 18 and older and registered to vote in Oregon?
Yep.
Okay, sir, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November general election for president and Congress? Would that be a definitely will vote, probably vote, 50-50, or will not vote?
Definitely.
Okay. All right, sir, and just for qualification purposes, what is your age?
Well, I'm 73.
Okay, thank you. Okay, and just to make sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask, what is your race, sir?
What is my what?
Race. Are you Caucasian or white, about black or African American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Native American, American Indian, mixed, including Hispanic or Latino, or mixed, not including Hispanic or Latino?
Caucasian.
Okay, all right, thank you. All right, sir, regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Conservative.
So be independent, right?
Conservative, yeah, whatever that falls under.
Okay, all right. All right, sir, thinking about the direction the country's headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country's headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Very dissatisfied. Okay. All right. So now I'm going to read you a list of issues and concerns. You know, some people say they want their member of Congress most focused on. I want you to rate it from 0 to 10. How important of an issue is for you, and you know, to have them focused on? You say 10 if it's the most important. You say 5 is somewhat important. A 0 if it isn't important at all. Okay. You can use any number from 0 to 10. The first one would be lowering rent.
That would be a 7.
7? Okay. Protecting abortion rights.
That would be about a 3.
3. Okay. Cracking down on illegal drugs.
Well, that would be a 10.
10. Okay. Funding for mental health services.
That would be a 7.
7. Protecting democracy and our voting rights.
I think they are protected by our Constitution, so I'm going to say I'd give it a 1.
1. Okay. What about improving K-12 education?
Well, that would be a 10.
10. Okay. Fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods.
Well, that's going to be, that's going to be a 10.
10. Okay. And raising taxes on the wealthy and big corporations.
That's a 0.
0. Okay. Thank you, sir. All right, sir. Now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means that you're very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you're very cold and unfavorable. And 50 means that you're not particularly warm or cold, like a neutral. Okay. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending how you feel. If you have no opinion or never heard of that person or organization, please let me know. The first one would be Joe Biden, from 0 to 10, to 100.
0.
0. Okay, McDonald's.
Who?
McDonald's. I guess they're talking about the food chain, McDonald's.
Oh, give that a 0, too.
0. Okay, Donald Trump.
90.
90. Okay. Lori Chavez, Deramer.
I'll give her an 85.
85. Okay. 85. Okay, we had Tina Kotek.
Hmm. 25.
Republicans in Congress.
Republicans in Congress?
Yes, sir.
90.
Democrats in Congress.
I don't know. The way they're doing right now, I give them a 20.
20. Okay, what about Kamala Harris?
That's a zero.
Zero. Janelle Bynum.
Janelle Bynum?
Yes.
I'm not sure I know that. I recognize the name. I'm not sure what they do.
Okay, so be no opinion or maybe never heard of them?
Just, no, I've heard of them. I don't know what they're. Just no opinion.
Okay. All right. What about J.D. Vance?
I'll give him a 90.
90? Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. All right. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today, would you vote for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or independent Cornel West?
So I vote for Trump.
Donald Trump. Okay. All right, sir. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez DeRaymer or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
Okay, that's why I recognize Bynum's name, but no, it'd be DeRaymer.
Okay, DeRaymer. Okay, thank you, sir. All right, and even though you are not supporting Janelle Bynum now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024 election? Is there like a fair chance, a small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all?
None. No chance.
No chance, all right? All right, sir, and do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Absolutely not.
So be strongly approved, just somewhat disapproved. Strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Well, strongly disapprove.
Okay. All right, sir. And do you approve or disapprove the way Lori Chavez DeRaymer is handling her job as your member of Congress?
That's, I don't know if I was going to give it a number. What number would apply for?
No, this is strongly approve or just somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Well, then give her a strongly approve.
Okay, strongly approve. All right, sir, now I want to read you a little bit of information about your two candidates running for Congress, Lori Chavez DeRaymer and Janelle Bynum, okay? A mayor of Happy Valley, Lori Chavez DeRaymer, led Oregon's fastest-growing community, making it more business-friendly, offering more affordable housing for families, and creating a safe place to build a career and raise a family. In Congress, she has been one of the most bipartisan members working to solve our toughest problems from homelessness to access to child care. Lori was tired of the same old divisive politics and knows that nothing is more important than showing up to work and getting the job done for Oregon families. Okay, the other one serving in this state's, you know, House since 2016, Janelle Bynum is the first black woman to represent our community. A working mother and local business owner, she is living the same struggles as the rest of us. She sees Congress playing political games, so she is running to fix what's broken and bring practical solutions to real everyday problems, like lowering the cost of groceries, housing, and prescription drugs. Janelle wants to make sure that hard work once again pays off and that every Oregon family has a chance to get ahead. Okay, sometimes over the course of the survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, okay? But let me ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez DeRaymer or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
DeRaymer.
DeRaymer. Okay, thank you, sir. All right,
yep.
Sir, and what is specifically stuck out most to you about Lori Chavez DeRaymer?
She's a lot more conservative.
Okay.
Conservative values.
Okay. Conservative. All right, more conservative. All right, so then, we almost finished with this survey. I only have maybe a couple more minutes to go. I'm going to read you a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I'll be talking about Janelle Bynum, okay? Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement is very convincing reason to support Janelle Bynum, 5 means somewhat convincing, and 0 means not convincing reason to support Janelle Bynum, okay? But you can choose any number. Okay, Janelle Bynum believes hard work should pay off, but people can't afford rent right now, you know, and the cost of food and supplies too high. Working people are suffering because greedy CEOs are raising prices but not passing their profit on to workers. So in Washington, she will go after price gouging to help bring down costs and make rich pay their fair share. She will prioritize legislation to lower healthcare prices and expand affordable childcare to help keep more money in working people's pockets so we can get ahead. Would that be not at all convincing, somewhat convincing, or very convincing from 0 to 10? What number would you give her?
Not convincing, 0.
0. Okay, and Janelle Bynum says we need public schools, you know, we can be proud of. And as a daughter of a teacher and mother of 4, she has been a champion for our students and our schools. She fought for a Student Success Act, which will invest over $2 billion every 2 years into early learning and K-12 education. In Congress, she will continue to fight for our children's education and opportunity. Not at all convincing, somewhat convincing, or very convincing, from 0 to 10.
Well, since half of our high school graduates can't read or write very well, it's 0.
0. Okay. Thank you, sir. All right, man. For too long, people have been focused on fight. But Janelle Bynum is focused on solutions. She knows anything is possible when you remember that you are working for who you are and representing. As a mom, as a small business owner and a leader, she is not willing to accept that something can be done to fix where we are today. And she won't stop working to deliver the change on our community's needs. Not convincing, somewhat, or very convincing?
Not convincing.
What number would you say from 0 to 10?
0.
0. Okay, and the last one say Oregon may not vote for him, but Donald Trump may be elected, you know, to second term anyway. We need a strong opposition in Congress to serve as a check on his dangerous agenda. And Janelle Bynum is a proven fighter who will stand up to extremists and help flip the House of Representatives to Democrats so that they can act as, you know, a check on MAGA supporting MAGA extremists. The stakes in this election are too high to risk a Republican majority supporting a Trump administration. Not convincing, somewhat convincing, or very convincing?
Totally full of shit, so I would say 0. Not convincing.
0. Okay, thank you, sir. No problem, sir. Sometimes over the course of the survey, people opinions change. Okay, so let me ask you again. If the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez, Adi Raymer, or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
The Raymer.
All right. Thank you, sir. All right, sir. And only have 2 more statements about, you know, Lori Chavez, the Raymer, and we should be done with this survey. I really thank you and appreciate your time. Okay, now I'm going to read you some doubts or concerns people have, you know, raised about Lori Chavez, the Raymer. Please tell me how much each, you know, one troubles you about supporting Chavez, the Raymer for Congress. A great deal, quite a bit, just somewhat, or not at all. Okay, here's the first one. Lori Chavez, the Raymer, is an out-of-touch multimillionaire who doesn't understand the needs of Oregon families. She has spent, you know, extravagantly and had taxpayers foot the bill. From limos to luxury trips to golf, she spends her time in her multi-million-dollar home in Arizona and at parties in D.C., while Oregonians deal with rising costs. Lori is more concerned with funding her lifestyle than making sure Oregonians can make it on their next paycheck. Would that bother you a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all?
Well, it's not a correct statement. So I guess I mean, you know, no, I can't support anything that she said there.
Okay, so not at all, right? It don't bother you. It don't trouble you
no,
at all.
No, not at all. I mean, she's a socialist.
Okay, thank you, sir. All right, Lori Chavez de Ramos saw herself to this district as a different kind of Republican in order to win in a district that doesn't tolerate extremists. But her voting record shows that, you know, she's not different from at all. Rather than help us, she has supported tax cuts for the wealthy while voting to cut access to Social Security and Medicare. She hasn't done anything to tackle inflation or housing costs. She knew what, you know, she needed to do to win, then got to Washington and towed the party line. Would that bother you a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all?
Not as far as she's concerned, no. No, not
okay.
at all. I mean,
not
yeah,
at all.
Because it's gonna disappear in 10 years anyway.
All right. Thank you, sir. All right, sir. Now I'm going to ask you again. The election for Congress were held today. Would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez de Ramos or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
Well, obviously de Ramos, but I'm getting the reason for these surveys now. You're trying to get people to change their minds.
Yeah, but like I can say, if you, but you know, that's what surveys do, sir. You know, either go, you know, people listen to one side. If you are what you are, I mean, you're still gonna go the same way, right? You're still gonna be, you're a Republican.
Well, I think you're probably right. I think you're probably right for people that, you know, don't try to keep track of what's going on and have a weaker political viewpoint. So,
okay.
This has been
no problem,
educational
sir.
For me. This has been educational
yes,
for me. Yeah.
All right. I only have the last few questions are for a statistical purpose only, okay? What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? Would that be first to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate, but like bachelor's degree or postgraduate, like master's, MBA, law, or PhD, MD, et cetera?
I have a PhD.
A PhD, okay. All right, sir, and are you married? I'm married, live with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Divorce.
Okay, divorce. Okay, and do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living in your household?
No.
Okay. All right, sir, are you or any member of the household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
Okay, doesn't, okay. All right, sir, and in the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
I had to vote for Trump.
Okay. All right, sir. With this concludes our survey. I really appreciate your help and time with this survey. You have a great evening, okay? Thank you very much.
Hey, you're welcome. Hey, can I ask you a question?
Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I mean, I answered all your questions, so let me ask you one. Who are you voting
sure.
for this fall? I mean, we don't know who the Democratic candidate's going to be now since, you know, Biden's out of it, but who would you vote for?
Yes, sir.
Would you vote for Donald Trump?
Well, we cannot discuss, since we do the survey, you know, we cannot discuss our political preference because we got to be, you know, biased with the people. Not, you know, can't be unbiased, right, if we were doing a survey. Because, we can do a survey for Republican and we can do one for Democrat. So we cannot go either way, you know. We just do surveys. All right. Thank you for your time, sir. Appreciate your help. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Have a good day.